A well-organized tourist, complete with the proper guidebooks, will learn to take the little side road off the Via della Ripetta and see a church recessed behind a piazza. It's a church that today tourists happen upon accidentally after a gelato or a spritz, but once upon a time, it was what we would have described as a pilgrim magnet. The little road that's so neglected today was led to the Via dei Coronari, the straight axis that brought pilgrims to the steps of St. Peter. Once that road would have been thronged with people expectantly completing their voyage as pilgrims, and along that way, they would have stopped to investigate all the intriguing little spots and churches that they might find. I'm Liz Lev, and I'm an art historian, and you're listening to the podcast From Tourists to Pilgrims. So today, when the tourist guidebooks tell us where to find pizza, pasta, or gelato, the pilgrim's guidebook led pilgrims to relics. And one of the most special, precious relics was hidden inside this magnificent church built in 1483 under Pope Sixtus IV. The church is Sant'Agostino. One of the first great sacred edifices to be built in the Renaissance, Sant'Agostino was dedicated to St. Augustine, and it was built by the edgy, interesting Pope Sixtus IV with its side chapels already incorporated and a high vaulted ceiling. Once the church was complete, the Pope ordered the translation of the relics that would draw pilgrims to this day into that space. The relics of St. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine, and for many, the patron saint of mothers of problematic adolescents. As tourists make their way into the church, they are astounded by the number of famous artists who worked in there. A Raphael fresco on the wall and a Caravaggio painting in a small chapel. That painting, which draws the tourist interested in this famous bad boy artist with his dramatic light and his gritty realism, is one of the great masterpieces of this 17th century master. Caravaggio was invited to produce the Pilgrim's Madonna in 1602 for the Cavaletti Chapel of Sant'Agostino. It was already a perfect proposition for a church that in 1600 would have drawn pilgrim after pilgrim to pray not only at the tomb of St. Monica, but also at the Madonna del Parto right inside the door, the Madonna watching over safe delivery of pregnant women. The focus would fall on the four figures in the canvas right next to the entrance door. Usually Caravaggio's paintings were closer to the altar, but this one was placed so it would be the first thing a pilgrim saw crossing the threshold. And how was the pilgrim greeted into this beautiful church with its spectacular decoration? With a pair of dirty, bare feet. A bit of a shock, I would say. Followed by a mustard-colored rear end still splotched with dirt. Is this a sign of disrespect? Is Caravaggio making fun of the pilgrims? No. He shows us the tired, dilapidated vehicle of the pilgrims. Pilgrims who walk these long miles, often in bare feet as a sign of their penitent souls. They've parked their car kneeling before the doorway. Their walking sticks separate these tired bodies from the transfigured faces. Look at the smile on the woman. Look at the eyes opened in the face of the man as the light hits it so dramatically. What are they looking at? Are they looking at a building? Have they come for the architecture? No. The paint scrapes off the wall. There are marks in the travertine doorway. They've come to see something unique. And the unique vision for these pilgrims is the Madonna and Child who has appeared for them. Now you may be thinking, oh, must look like a lady standing with her baby. Look at her feet. I'm pretty sure there's no way you can hold a baby that size with your feet in that position. No, Caravaggio in his own way is representing a miraculous vision. The Virgin in her silk and her velvet on the points of her toes, bringing her child to be seen by these pilgrims. She stands in the doorway with an open space that seems to be ready for us. We coming in, tourists, pilgrims, we too have a space. But our space is slightly less exalted. For the Christ child, his face remains in shadow. The pilgrims who have suffered, who have made the long journey, they have the fullness of the vision. We, coming in as tourists, just see the tantalizing glimpse of the side of his face. But we are invited, especially through the presence of his mother, whose illuminated face looking downwards draws our eye to her. We're invited to transform from the tourist to the pilgrim so that we too can enjoy the splendor of the face of Christ.
You've been listening to From Tourist to Pilgrim, a podcast written and narrated by Liz Lev, produced by Johanna Bronkova and Mara Micheli.